Welcome back to the Hot to Bets Daily Pick Show here for Thursday, January 11th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Got another pretty strong slate of games on tap here for Thursday night, so we'll jump into all of that in a second. Before we do, looking back to Wednesday night's picks, don't quite have the result for any of these, but as always, check the YouTube community link as well as the link down in the description to see the full results for all of those picks. And if you haven't already subscribed over on Dub Club, go get subscribed. Take advantage of all of the benefits over there. You can get early ad-free access to all of the YouTube uploads. You can get Dub Club notifications every single time that I post my picks, access to the Discord server, and of course, my recommended unit size. So if you haven't already signed up, use code Chris10 at checkout to get $10 off your first month. And as always, I truly appreciate all you guys who have signed up. Without you, none of this would be possible. So thank you guys all so much. And let's jump into today's show. Now we start today's show out in the CAA as Hofstra takes on Northeastern. And, you know, for these two teams are decently evenly matched in the rankings. Certainly Hofstra getting the advantage here on both sides of the ball, but Northeastern not far behind in either respect. And overall, while it's a Northeastern team that doesn't necessarily have the greatest of wins on the season, they've shown up and been competitive in, you know, a handful of games. You know, obviously looking back to the Virginia game that they lost by 2 points, the Vermont game they lost by 2 points. It's a team in Northeastern that when they play their best basketball can certainly show up. Now, granted, the defense hasn't always been great this season, but one area that I have really liked this team is in the rebounding department. Both offensively and defensively, they've been a strong rebounding team, certainly the better team over Hofstra in this game, but they're going to have to find some way to slow down the Hofstra shooters here in this one, because offensively speaking, Hofstra has played well this season. And overall, the model does give the slight nod to Hofstra on the road. 1.04 points favored for them here coming into this game. As far as the books have it, we did open at 6 towards Northeastern, the best odds up to 5.5, or down to 5.5, the current best here for this one, an 8.77% edge towards Northeastern here in this game. But that is where I'm looking. Yeah, Northeastern probably doesn't have the greatest of records in the world. Certainly Hofstra on paper is the better team, but Northeastern has been very competitive this season. If they show up even an ounce on defense in this game, I think it's a game they can win. I think it's a game that ultimately they can be competitive and at least keep it close. Taking Northeastern plus 5.5 here against Hofstra. Now, we actually stay in the CAA for this next one as Elon takes on Charleston. And, you know, for Elon, actually come out on top offensively in the rankings going into this game. Charleston, though, gets the edge on the defensive end of the court. And Charleston has certainly been, you know, a strong team here this season, was a strong team last year. Some impressive wins on the year, obviously. You know, Liberty, St. Joe's definitely both stick out there. And overall, it's a well-rounded team. But it's a team in Charleston that while they've shot the ball well, while they've defended well, they don't do anything thing, you know, just, you know, out of the world. And they're certainly a team that has some weaknesses and can certainly, you know, you can take advantage of some of those. And on the other side of things, for Elon, obviously not probably as well-rounded of a team, have struggled a little bit on the defensive end of the court. Their shot defense hasn't been the best, not great in the turnover department, but they've been great from the perimeter. They're hitting 37.3% from beyond the arc, and really it's shown when Elon can get hot and hit some threes. It's a hard team to, you know, not necessarily beat, but they're definitely going to stay in the game when they're shooting well from the perimeter. As far as the model goes for this one, does like Charleston at home, a 5.6 spread in their favor coming into this one. But the books giving Charleston a lot more credit, a 17-point favorite coming into this one, hasn't moved from the open there, a 26.12% edge towards Elon coming into this game. And that's exactly where I'm looking at here for this one. Yeah, Elon's not a team that has shown up, you know, in every spot here this season. But like I said, if Elon comes out and has a hot night from the perimeter, I think it's going to be very, very tough for Charleston to cover this spread. I think it's just too many points in this game. I'm taking Elon plus the 17 here against Charleston. Now we head over to the Ohio Valley for this next game as Morehead State takes on Eastern Illinois. And, you know, for Morehead State, come into this game very strong on the offensive side of things this season. But Eastern Illinois actually getting the slight edge on the defensive end of the court coming into this game. And obviously Eastern Illinois doesn't have the greatest of records, you know, in the world coming into this game. But they played a tough non-conference schedule, so you got to give them some credit for that. And so far through conference play have looked decent. I mean, 2-1 overall, wins over Tennessee, Martin, and Little Rock. Now, granted, granted, overall, the stats for Eastern Illinois still don't look the greatest in a lot of, you know, respect because of the teams they played during non-conference play. But a couple of things they've done well, you know, in the turnover department, in the rebounding department, Eastern Illinois has certainly shown up and has been very, very competitive. And while Morehead State definitely has the better record, have definitely played a lesser of strength of schedule, but nonetheless, they have also looked good here as of late and are certainly not a team that is just going to roll over and, you know, get beaten here in this game. Obviously, you know, the top of the Ohio Valley for Morehead State coming into conference play here. As far as the model goes, though, does actually give the slight nod to Eastern Illinois at home, a 0.44 spread in their favor coming into this one. And as far as the books have it, we open today still sitting at 8, currently an 18.72% edge towards Eastern Illinois in this game. And while I don't know that Eastern Illinois is necessarily going to win this game, I think Morehead State is a team in the Ohio Valley that's going to be very, very tough to beat this season. I think it's an Eastern Illinois team that at home is definitely going to be competitive. We've seen them be competitive here to open up conference play, and after the gauntlet of a non-conference schedule that they played, they're certainly battle-tested. Taking Eastern Illinois plus 8 here against Morehead State. Now heading out west to the Big Sky, we got Northern Arizona taking on Montana State. And, you know, for this Montana State team, looking for a win after a couple of losses here, you know, in what will be the first true conference game of the season. Played a couple early on, but had a couple of non-conference games scheduled in. A little bit of a weird scheduling for the Big Sky this season. But nonetheless, I like this Montana State team, even if they haven't always necessarily shown up in some of their spots here this season. They've played some close competitive games and even have a couple of decent wins. And I think a large part of what makes this Montana State team so interesting is how well they've shot the free throws this season. They're hitting 75.8%. from the free throw line, certainly one of the better free throw shooting teams in the country here this season. But you can't say the same thing about Northern Arizona, who has definitely struggled from the free throw line, only hitting 64.3%. Certainly with a game that, you know, is projected as close as this one is, could come down to it. And at home, Montana State, as well as they shot the free throws, is a team that I certainly like. And overall, it's just a team that I like here. As far as the model goes, has them as the favorite, 8.55 points for them favored in this game. Sportsbooks at 2.5 hasn't moved from the open there, a 12.74% edge towards Montana State here coming into this game. And that's exactly where I'm looking here for this one. I think it's a Montana State team that, coming off of a few losses here, open up the heart of conference play with a win and do it here and cover the spread. Taking them -2.5 here against Northern Arizona. And we finish out today's show in the Pac-12 as Arizona State takes on Washington. And, you know, for Arizona State, have definitely had some struggles on the offensive side of things this season. Haven't been the greatest shooting team overall, but these two teams are fairly evenly matched on the defensive side of things. Maybe even the slight nod to Arizona State here in this game. And obviously Arizona State, while they didn't look great in non-conference play, have started conference play out pretty strong, 4-0 with wins over Utah and Colorado, which certainly aren't terrible wins. Granted, both those games were at home. This one on the road could be, you know, a little bit of a shakeup. But Washington has struggled. Their only conference win coming against Oregon State, losses to Colorado, Utah, and Oregon on top of that. Now, granted, at home here in this game, and do come off that win against Oregon State. Maybe they figured things out, got it going back in the right direction. But it's still an Arizona State team that I think can be competitive here in conference play. Maybe I'm putting too much trust in them, because let's be honest, Bobby Hurley has certainly let us down in the past, but I do like them here in this spot. And as far as the model goes, it does still make Washington the favorite at home, 5.41 spread projected for them here coming into this game. And the spread isn't all that far behind it in its own right. 7.5 is where we opened and currently sit. So only a 2.84% edge towards Arizona State in this game. Certainly not the biggest bet in the world, but I do still like them in this spot. Yeah, is it a bit of a trap? Sure. Is it not a huge edge? Yes. I wouldn't put a ton on this Arizona State team, but I think they're going to be competitive. And if their defense can show up even a little bit on the road here in this game, I think it's a team that's going to win this, not win this game, going to cover this spread, keep this one close. I'm taking Arizona State +7.5 here against Washington. That'll do it here for today's show. And if you want to see more sports betting action for everything going on today, head over to hottipbets.com. Obviously, got college basketball, NBA, NHL picks being posted every single day. Got NFL wildcard weekend coming up this weekend. UFC returning here in a few weeks. And of course, horse racing picks every single day. So make sure you take a look at all of that. Also, follow the social links down below, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there. As well as if you're watching here on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future uploads. And most importantly, drop a comment down below. Let me know who you guys are betting on here for Thursday's show. Thank you for watching today's show. I will see you guys tomorrow.